Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Americans waiting for coronavirus relief payments will have to wait longer after Republicans on Thursday blocked an effort to amend the pandemic relief package to more than triple direct payments to struggling Americans, something demanded by President Donald Trump. Early this week, lawmakers approved the $900 billion coronavirus relief package, which includes a one-time payment of $600 to most taxpayers. But Trump dropped a bombshell on the celebration, hinting he might veto the bill unless the amount was increased to $2,000. Democrats have been pushing for months to increase pandemic support, cheered Trump's statement, but his fellow Republicans refused to agree to the change. 10 of 12 Hong Kong people captured by China at sea as they tried to flee by boat 4 months ago will go on trial on the mainland on Monday. All were facing charges in Hong Kong linked to anti-government protests in the former British colony, including rioting and violation of a national security law Beijing imposed on the city in June. The Hong Kong government has said the defendants must face justice on the mainland before returning to Hong Kong, where they are expected to face further investigations for the suspected protest-related crimes. Britain and the European Union have struck a trade deal after months of intense negotiations allowed them to soften the economic shock of Brexit. When the United Kingdom leaves the EU single market at the new year, it will now not face tariffs on cross-channel commerce, despite breaking off half a century of close partnership. Now comes the race to approve and ratify the deal before Britain leaves the EU's economic structures on January 1st. For details on more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Mexico became the first Latin American country Thursday to launch a COVID-19 vaccination initiative, offering a hope to the nation that has lost more than 120,000 people to the pandemic. Officials say Chile will immediately start inoculations of healthcare workers after receiving the first shipments of its 10 million dose order of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine on Thursday. Also Thursday, Costa Rica preparing to vaccinate senior citizens near San Jose, while Argentina received about 300,000 doses of Russia's Sputnik V vaccine. Here in the United States, 2 weeks into the vaccination program with about 1 million inoculations, mainly among healthcare workers and elderly residents of nursing homes. Syria is accusing Israel of waging a rocket attack on Christmas Eve night, with residents reported seeing missiles in the skies over Beirut. The Syrian Ministry of Defense issued a statement saying Israel launched an aggression by directing a barrage of rockets from the north of the Lebanese city of Tripoli. It said Syrian air defense confronted the enemy missiles and intercepted most of them. Still unclear if there were any casualties. There was no immediate word from Israel on Friday's flights and alleged attacks on Syria. Former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is set on Friday to correct statements he made in Parliament related to a political funding scandal that has also cast a pall over the current premier. Abe apologized on Thursday for repeated false denials that his political funding group had subsidized cherry blossom viewing parties for his supporters and possible violation of the country's strict political funding laws. Japan's longest-serving leader denied he had known anything about the payments, maintained innocence, and pledged to work to regain public trust. The apology came after his secretary was indicted over the issue. A 6.3-magnitude earthquake struck the Philippines Friday. The U.S. Geological Survey said people in the capital Manila reported buildings were shaking and Christmas Day masses interrupted, but there were no reports of any damage, but warnings were issued for aftershocks. And Pope Francis celebrated a low-key Christmas Eve Mass Thursday to a small congregation at St. Peter's Basilica to comply with Italy's 10 p.m. curfew, with the attendees wearing masks. The Mass in St. Peter's usually draws thousands. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.